Finally, Korn returned to his chair. He sighed.
Ah, then we wait. We give the press everything they need to sell our side of the story to the public. We try to persuade the senators that kicking Dollar out will save thousands or millions of voters, which it will, and that they can present themselves as heroes to their constituencies. If we can get sufficient help from Dollar's enemies in the Senate, and that number is already large and growing, we can justify our actions and end this ongoing conflict between the government and the Order before it blows up in everyone's face. Saba turned to Sahar.
Much depends on you at this point. An easing of hostility from Dala, a distraction for the press, and an opportunity to acquire information we need about their security center. But the risk to you is serious.
Sahar, grave-faced, nodded.
When I was a child, just getting something to eat was dangerous. I guess now it's time to pay for all those easy, safe meals I've had in the Jedi dining hall.
Wearing a jade-green jumpsuit instead of Jedi robes, accompanied by a squarish, gold-tinted droid, Sahar made her way across the plaza toward the main entrance of the Senate building. Her path was impeded by members of the press who, tipped off by anonymous Jedi sources, surrounded her and hurled questions at her. The questions came with the rapidity and friendly intent of blaster bolts.
Sahar, why did you try to poison the senators?
Sahar flashed the journalist a big, innocent smile.
Of course I didn't do that, silly. I'm innocent of all charges.
Sahar Dorvald, what's it like being a mad Jedi?
Don't be ridiculous. Mad Jedi think they're lost in a world of imposters. I know everyone around me is real. Except maybe you.
It hurt Saha's face to be cute all the time. Others had told her she was good at it, but it just wasn't natural for her.
Saha, why a droid attorney? Why not an organic?
She rolled her eyes.
Really? A C-class vox pop advocate droid is too much legal power for this case. I'm pretty sure a mouse droid with a 2-bit logic chip could get me cut loose. I brought some cred coins to buy a ride back to the temple when I'm freed later today.
It was all nonsense, of course. With Dala personally interested in the case, with the entire weight of the GA Department of Justice being brought to bear, Sahar couldn't have wrangled her freedom with a squad of YVH combat droids masquerading as attorneys or a million credits to spread around as bribes. But her droid did have some unusual features. In addition to the cultured speaking voice, flavored with traditional Coruscanti accent that once dominated the officer ranks of the Imperial Armed Forces, it was loaded with extrasensory apparatus, especially holocams, recording from artfully concealed tiny apertures that would document every centimeter of their movements, even if the droid were shut down or shackled with a restraining bolt. If, as the Jedi Masters predicted, Sahar was going to be hauled straight into the main security center of the Senate building, the droid would emerge with invaluable information about that center's layout, personnel, and defenses. With every question and answer, Sahar and her droid got closer to the building's entrance. Now a dozen security troopers emerged from the entrance, marching toward her, and she suspected she wouldn't have to contend with the crowds for much longer.
Why'd you choose here to turn yourself in?
She blinked, all teenage-style innocence and good cheer, at the speaker and his holocam.
I was going to end up here anyway. I understand Natasi wants to chat with me. Maybe we'll talk about boys, or I can give her some good political advice.
The use of Chief of State Dala's given name was improvised, but Sahar suspected Han Solo would approve for its audacity and aggravation factor. She hoped she didn't end up being tortured for it. A second later, she was surrounded by trooper uniforms. She and her attorney droid were hustled through the mob of journalists, many of whom gave way only grudgingly and with invective shouted at the troopers, and then she was inside the main entrance. She sighed, relieved. Maybe she would be tortured, but at least the reporters were gone.